We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Ryan Belangi. We're here to discuss Thursday's Premier League slate, the last couple tiers here, last midweek slate of the season in the Premier League. Ryan, before we get there, I wanted to bring up last week we had all these big discussions about Wolves, and like I was going against you and Jordan saying, you know, Wolves aren't a team that, well, it said in the odds, I didn't like them to score a bunch of goals. And I had a couple good lineups. My cash lineup hit. My cash lineup ended up going with Raul Jimenez. That lineup still ended up hitting. I had a really good lineup, though. And the last player I had to decide on was one of my utilities midfielders here, sitting around the 6K range. And I came back to our discussions, you know, we had on the show, came back to, you know, what if Wolves, what if they do, you know, get these multiple goals? Maybe it could be Heechan getting one of those extra goals. I put in Heechan. He was the worst player in that lineup. I finished at 130, and Heechan was a dagger to my lineup. Did you have success last week?
So, and do you no, Wolves no, players? I didn't. Okay. I did not. Yeah. So if it makes you feel any better, Jimenez was probably my highest owned forward. And you talking about Heechan, I played Heechan in the $180 tournament as well. So yeah, it didn't go too well for me either. You were right about Wolves apparently. And Nori was the one who scored, who I played on zero lineups.
Yeah, I don't think I was looking through Jordan's lineups too. I don't think he had much success either. But speaking of the cash games, he actually, even though we talked about, you know, Madison and De Bruyne, obviously Jordan's not here. Maybe we can ask him about it on the next show. But he didn't use James Madison in his cash lineup, so he, you know, on the wrong side of that one. But
we got James Madison here. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to.
People didn't want to go to Madison, and I thought he was a better play than De Bruyne.
It didn't make any sense to me, to be honest.
No, it didn't. I had like 85% Madison and 50% De Bruyne. So it was just about the matchup. I thought City is tough against West Ham, and Watford are terrible. You know,
right? All right, so we have for today. Or not today, tomorrow, Thursday's matches. We got Chelsea, highest implied goal total, 2.16. They are favored at home against Leicester City. Leicester City, who have been romping on Watford and Norwich the last couple slates. Other matches, I actually have something to play for. Chelsea, Leicester, neither of them have anything to play for. So whether that means anything, probably not. But Everton, home against Crystal Palace. Everton are still sitting right above relegation. They probably need 3 points here. They can't afford to lose, but they're at 1.61 implied goal total, which seems pretty heavy if you think about it. I don't know about these odds really. Just reading them off right now. And then we got Villa, 1.56 home against Burnley. I think Villa should be higher than Burnley. We just saw Villa win 3-1, I think it was, at Burnley a couple
higher than Everton, you mean?
Yes, higher than Everton is what I mean. I mean, why is Everton in this spot, 1.61? I know they have to win, but that it's not like Crystal Palace are going to be like, okay, Everton, here's 3 points, here's 3 goals, we're going to let you win this. I just don't understand the odds here.
Yeah, like, are those really the odds? Because I would have to agree with you. I would put Villa's total slightly higher than Everton's. I don't know. It's some disrespecting Palace a little. Also, Everton haven't really been attacking. You know, if they get a goal, I think they'd really try to sit on it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Villa, I think
Villa against Burnley. That's Villa's last home match of the season. And Burnley's been, you know, one of the best opponents to go up against all year. So, yeah, I mean, looks the spot for Villa looks better to me. The only thing, you know, in Everton's favor is they have, I guess, more motivation, you know, and Aston Villa is playing against Burnley, who is the other team with motivation. So, then, you know, that makes sense a little, you know. Obviously, you got to buy into that because obviously relegation is, you know, the most important thing.
Yeah, but if that's your reasoning, why did Burnley go down 3 goals at home against Aston Villa when they needed to win 2 points against them 2 weeks ago?
Right. Like, no. I agree. Yeah. You know, I'm on your
just,
side.
Like, I know a lot of stuff is just based off odds. Like we, like how Jordan said, it was like, you go with the Wolves players because, you know, they had the best odds to score. You have Raul Jimenez. He has the hat trick upside going to Norwich. So you go with that, but that doesn't always mean everything. That's kind of what I keep coming back to.
Right.
So while the odds say this, the odds aren't always correct. So
sure. Oh, no, they're not. But what I'll say just on the flip side of that is Crystal Palace have been pretty bad away and, like, pretty decent at home. There's, like, a big difference. So I don't know if that factors in at all. And then you know, Burnley have actually, I don't know, Burnley have kept more clean sheets than Palace, so you know, you can see, I guess, why it could make sense. But no, I'm with you. I like the Villa spot a little bit better.
Yeah, we definitely do come back to Crystal Palace away from home, but I will point out, I mean, they have looked kind of better. I think they kind of outplayed Aston Villa in their last away match. They got a late goal to get a draw on that one. They beat Southampton before that. They've only allowed one goal in each of their last 3 away matches. It's not like they've been that bad compared to – I think it was more earlier in the season when Crystal Palace were just, you know, giving up tons of goals. Like, they've gotten points in, I'm looking right now, seven of their last 10 away matches. So it's not – I mean, that even includes FA Cup. So it's not like they're that bad, I guess. Maybe their overall season numbers look like that, but of late, they actually haven't been as bad as we probably think in the back of our heads.
Right. Yeah, good point.
So forward here on this slate, we have – this is just an interesting slate in terms of pricing, and I guess it comes back to the odds a little bit because the Aston Villa guys are cheaper than – we kind of expected them to be. We have Richarlison here, 9,500 at home. I mean, I like Richarlison, and you know, I mean, he has a shot on goal. I guess the last 7-8 matches, he's been pretty solid. He's had a decent floor, but 9,500 home against Crystal Palace, definitely not a cash play. But what are your thoughts on Richarlison at this price? It's probably the most expensive he's been all season, you think?
Yeah, it might be. It's weird to see him priced so much higher than everyone else, even like way higher than the Chelsea guys. And yeah, you mentioned Villa. You would think he should be similar to those Villa guys. I mean, he plays 90 minutes, and I think he's been taking their penalties, I believe. And he, you're right, he's had a decent floor. Point per dollar, or like he's overpriced, but I think he's probably a pretty good tournament play just because I don't think people will really roster him. I don't know about you, but it seems like to me that he won't be popular. And I guess just to jump ahead quickly because it'll tie together, but we have Mason Mount and James Madison on the slate, who have been great recently, are always, you know, pretty popular and will be somewhat popular again. But when we get to midfield, maybe they're not quite the caliber of plays that they normally are. So, you know, if I'm not going to spend for Mount or Madison, you know, it would make even more sense to roster Richarlison. So yeah, I like him for tournaments.
Yeah, he's kind of in the the Ivan Toney, Wilfred Zaha kind of mold here, just in terms of he's in this high price range and maybe has a decent floor, better than we probably think, and just not as popular just because he just seems overpriced, kind of a thing. And but I mean, for cash games, just I guess just in general here, like, why would you pay $9,500 on Richarlison when you can get Lukaku at $7,800, who's, you know, plus 110 to score, Richarlison plus 150 to score. Even down there, you have Christian Pulisic at 8,300. I mean, 500 more than Lukaku. So you have those guys, and then you can keep going down the list here with Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins and Coutinho, the Villa guys that seem underpriced as well. So you have a lot of cheaper options that just look better on the surface, probably have as good of floors. You have, for cash games, I think Dwight McNeil just stands out here at 6,700. I know that so the last time these teams played, McNeil had a 14.7 floor. I know that was, you know, Villa had some early goals, so Burnley were kind of pushing most of the way there. But, I mean, for the most part, since Sean Dyche has been gone, McNeil's floor has been there, and I think that's kind of relevant. So, you know, unless Burnley get an early goal and they're kind of sitting back for 80 minutes or something, I think McNeil's floor would be there, but not for GPPs. So who stands out? Just we like the Richarlison in tournaments. He's not going to be popular, but just based off of like what we think is going to happen here, are you going to go with the Chelsea guys? You think that's a good play, or will they be too popular?
Well,
will they be more popular than the Aston Villa guys?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Lukaku might be. You know, I'm so bad with judging ownership in soccer. I never know what people are going to do. From a cash – sorry, go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, if you just based off the odds, you have about 0.6 more implied goals for Chelsea. And it's not like their pricing is that much more. At least Lukaku is that – it's not like his price is that much more than Ings, 1,000 more. So you got to think Lukaku probably be – I don't know. Will he be the most popular forward in tournaments, you think?
Again, like, I don't know. I hope so. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like I don't really want to roster him. That's why I say that. Yeah, I know Chelsea have a implied total over 2. But yeah, I don't know. Lukaku has no floor. If Jorginho's back in the lineup, he's probably not on pens anymore. And yeah, if he's going to be popular, I can fade that. As far as who's going to be, I don't know. I like a lot of these plays in the mid-range. Just from a cash perspective, I wouldn't roster anyone at forward above McNeil. I would start at McNeil, but to talk about McNeil, in that last match against Villa, Cornet didn't start, and that helped with McNeil taking all the sets. I think Cornet, you know, with him back in the lineup.
I mean, it was one corner in that match. It was, he took two set pieces. So it's not like, it's like, how much does that matter for his floor, really? Two set pieces taken. So,
well, yeah. Okay. It matters a little. Like, I guess this is like, I would rather roster Cornet than McNeil. I don't know. I feel like they have a similar floor, and McNeil just has less upside, and he's also more expensive. And I think, I mean, they might all three share set pieces, the two forwards and Brownhill, but I don't know. Yeah.
Do you think it matters at all? I think Cornet played at forward last match. I think he played next to Ashley Barnes, if I'm not mistaken. Does it matter if Cornet is on the wing or if he's up front? Or are you just think he has the better upside just because he's, you know, kind of better goal scorer?
It probably matters. Like, you're right. It probably matters a little bit somehow, but I don't know the answer to that. So to me, it doesn't really matter. Like, yeah, Cornet. I just think, yeah, he has more upside no matter what. I think he's still taking penalties. I know he missed one a while ago, but I think he'd probably take the penalty. I mean, he's just like a better goal scorer in general. I would favor Cornet over McNeil. McNeil will probably play 90 minutes and you know, probably gets you 10 points. So, you know, he's fine for cash. He's looked better recently. You're right. I feel like at least half those games were with Cornet out though.
Yeah, Cornet, he's always seems like he has some kind of injury that he hasn't really been completely healthy all season. So he missed the Wolves and Watford match and came off the bench against Aston Villa. So,
and then, I mean, last week, right back into the team and played 90. And, you know, with Burnley needing, I mean, Burnley just desperate for everything. Maybe he'll get subbed early, but I wouldn't think it'd be before 80 minutes.
Yeah, we kind of went over here. We have, speaking of GPPs here, speaking of tournaments, we have Jamie Vardy here, 7,600, four goals the last two matches. I mean, you look at the odds. Leicester are 0.91 here. Again, Chelsea have nothing to play for. I don't know what the actual numbers say here, but I know Thomas Tuchel always says that Chelsea, or not always, but he said lately that Chelsea are worse at home because of, you know, the whole situation of their fans and everything with their owner. But, yeah. I mean, last home game, they gave up 2 second-half goals to Wolverhampton. A couple matches before that, they gave up 4 to Arsenal. I mean, Leicester at 0.91 seems kind of low. I mean, you also have to throw in that Chelsea played 120 minutes Saturday. I know it's Thursday, but you also have Kovacic, probably not going to start. Conte, probably not going to start. Probably going to have Jorginho, Loftus-Cheek in the midfield. We'll see who's playing center back. But, I mean, otherwise, it's not like Chelsea have anything to play for. So I'm not sure this is going to be like a 2-0 win for Chelsea. I think it will be kind of up and down just because that's kind of how Leicester matches go. And I don't see So Jamie Vardy here, what my original point was, I kind of like him in tournaments.
I get it. No Vardy for me. He's fine. I don't know. Like if he scores a goal, you think it's going to be back and forth. Maybe we just think the match is going to go a bit differently. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit worried about Leicester here. I could see them resting players. They play again on Sunday, obviously, at home. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense for them to rest a few guys here, too. To be honest, it wouldn't shock me if Chelsea, put 3 or 4 past them, depending on the lineup. I get it, though. Like, Leicester have been in great form and scoring a lot of goals. So if they come out with Madison, Vardy, you know, that their A lineup, like we said. Yeah, I can see it, I guess. But going back to what I said last week about how I just basically never roster Vardy unless he's in the nut spot. I just can't do it here. I mean, he'll score a goal and, you know, score you 12 points because besides that, he'll have like 2 fouls and 1 shot.
No, that's but yeah, I mean that's why he won't be popular. So I guess he's like a cheaper version of Richarlison, you could say, just in a worse matchup. Earlier this week, Brendan Rodgers said that he's gonna probably rotate 1 or 2 guys. I didn't know if that meant actually 1 or 2 guys in the starting 11, or if that was like 1 or 2 guys in the squad. So we'll see what the lineup looks like. Yeah, like you said, they could rotate. Again, nothing to play for. So, like, why push?
Why it would push just Madison, make a lot of sense Brady? For them to rotate. Yeah, right. I mean, again, you never know. But, you know, it's a tough matchup already. Save your guys and have them come out firing at home on Sunday to, you know, score five or something.
Technically, you could say the same thing about Chelsea, but.
Right, but they're at home. So, you know, it's a.
All right.
I don't know. It's just, I don't.
I guess we have not mentioned Eberechi Eze here. He's down at 6,400 away to Everton. I know they're underdogs, but I believe you mentioned in your article, it seems like if we know Elise's out, if Milivojevic is not in there, seems like Eze's going to be the cash way to go here. 6,400. It's not like mm-hmm. Everton are going to be, you know, on the front foot, or at least it doesn't seem like they're going to be on the front foot in the final third, the majority of the match. So it seems like that's a pretty safe move there at 6,400.
Like you mentioned, if Milivojevic isn't in the lineup, as he should take most of the sets, the matchup against Everton, even though Palace, you know, are decent sized underdogs, at least on paper, it's a decent matchup against Everton. Eze is probably the first guy in or first forward in my cash lineup. I know we were mentioning these Burnley guys, but I think I'd rather go with Eze. It seems like it's a little bit safer. I don't know. You know, they're very similar options. What do you think?
I mean, technically, you just compare it. Crystal Palace, a better team than Burnley. I don't think that's – you can argue that. And then Aston Villa, a better team than Everton. So when you put that together –
yeah, it's a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit different than that. I know what you're saying. What I would add into that is that the way it's a little different because Eze rarely goes 90 minutes. I think he has only once.
He came back from injury this year. You can't say rarely never goes 90 minutes.
Well, this season, I mean, how many times has he done it? One time.
Well, he's only became a starter in like the last few weeks. So,
okay. Well, every time I see Palace's bench, they have five forwards on it. So I'm never too surprised when their forwards get subbed early. But yeah, no. And the other thing I was going to mention was, I don't know, maybe Eze doesn't have as much goal upside, but I mean, he's been playing in. Obviously, McNeil doesn't have much goal upside either, but as he's been playing in different positions. So if he's in the front three, I'd like him better.
Yeah, he took Olise's spot last game, and it's basically Jordan Ayew is the other guy that plays on that right side. So they always have – it's like Mateta or Odson Eduard, and then you have Zaha on the left side. So it's going to be Ayew or Eze right there on the right side. So – What if he's in a central midfield role and Ayew's up there, he starts. Mm-hmm. Ayew, I don't know the last time he went 90. Ayew seems to get subbed off pretty often. So what if we have a situation where it's like as he starts in the midfield, but maybe he's in the front three for the final 20 minutes? Is that
– Yeah. No,
am I just thinking too much about this? Or?
No, you're not thinking too much about it. You know, that happens in certain scenarios. If you just want like – My personal opinion would be that if they both start, I would think IU stays on longer, the more often than not. But again, you know, if he doesn't, then yeah, you're right. I don't know, that could happen. Although, you know, if he gets subbed, it's probably for a Eduard, Benteke, Mateta, whoever they don't start. So.
Honestly, Ayew hasn't played since April 30th, so it seems like his time at Crystal Palace is done if he's not getting time at the end of the season. So it seems like now is when Vieira's kind of working on his youngsters kind of a thing. That's what it seems like, at least.
Again, though, like this would be the spot. You know, Palace rotate for the away match on Thursday, play the A team on Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. You know, we're thinking too much into it.
Yeah, a little bit. Just going down, before we move on for forward, we have to mention Calvert-Lewin, 4,700. He has the second best odds to score on the slate. He's in this slot at +120 where this is kind of the slot where like Lukaku and all these other guys have been, the Chris Woods, the Callum Wilson. Just looking ahead, Callum Wilson is like 4,100 for Sunday slate, but that's not right now. But Calvert-Lewin +120, 4,700 here. He's probably going to get looks in cash games just because people are going to spend up in their midfield spot. And he's just, you know, the typical cheap forward who has good odds to score. So what are your thoughts on Calvert-Lewin here?
Yeah, it's hard not to like him at that price. I don't know. Yeah, he's been bad and he doesn't have much of a floor either. He got a lucky goal last week. We talked about Everton, you know, needing to get a result. So, you know, they should be trying to score at least until they get one. You know, it's fine, I guess, for cash if you really want to spend up in all the other positions. I mean, I'd much rather play Calvert-Lewin than Lukaku. Calvert-Lewin for 3K cheaper. I mean, that's not even a decision. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good price for a guy with the second best goal scoring odds.
You'd rather do that, even though you just said that Chelsea are probably going to get four goals against Leicester?
No, I just said it wouldn't surprise me. Again, like Chelsea, I've been wrong about Chelsea many, many, many times, and I'll be wrong many times again about Chelsea. They could also, you know, it could be nil-nil. I was just thinking that Leicester might rotate. And I don't know.
Yeah, the hard thing with Calvert-Lewin is that he had one shot in 90 minutes against Brentford. I know they went down a guy, and that one shot was a deflection into the back of the net. So
it wasn't even a real shot.
Right. So, and he's been pretty much bad since the first three matches of the season, since returning from injury. So that's the downside.
It's Chris Wood, basically.
It's the Chris Wood spot.
Just put Chris Wood in there instead of Calvert-Lewin. Yeah, it's like the same thing.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like, yeah, Chris Wood, more often than not, was a horrible play. I didn't win much money with Chris Wood this season, even though I rostered him a ton. You know, more often than not, he scored me 2 points. Calvert-Lewin could easily do that.
Yep, that is definitely the case. So we're talking about spending down at forwards. So that means we have Mason Mount, 9,900, James Madison, 9,200. We have a slight possibility that we see Ziyech back in the starting 11 just because of, you know, Chelsea went 120 minutes over the weekend and Ziyech kind of changes. We haven't had really a Ziyech conversation in a couple months just because he hasn't been getting time. But when he's in there, he is on set pieces. So that's kind of a separate conversation almost. But let's assume Ziyech isn't in there. We got Mason Mount at 9,900. I assume you want to play him over Madison at 9,200.
I don't really want to play either of them. I guess if Ziyech was in, let's just say if Ziyech was in, I want, just like from a cash perspective, if Ziyech started, I would play him in a cash lineup. If Mount,
no matter who else was starting.
If Mount starts, I don't really think he's a necessity in cash. I mean, I think what he's taken one set piece over the past 2 weeks. Reece James has taken the majority of the right-sided sets, and Alonso's taken the left-sided sets. If Ziyech was in, Ziyech would take those sets over Mount. And Mount's expensive. I mean, he's got there recently with goals and assists. So, I mean, from like an upside perspective, he probably has more upside than Madison, but again, I don't even know because there's certain scenarios where Madison can have 10 crosses and then maybe add a goal onto that. And then, his ceiling is comparable. So I guess I don't love either of them. I guess, you know, I would lean Mount for the matchup, you know, like we go back to if Chelsea, you know, put four or five past Leicester, like I said, then you would want Mount. But yeah, I don't think either of them are like, I don't think either of them are a must for cash games. I could be wrong. I'd like to have like someone like Jordan to or someone who, you know, knows what they're talking about for cash, but I don't know. I want to spend up a defender. I think there's some other midfielders here that we'll talk about. So yeah, I just don't think it's mandatory. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just because without the set given set pieces for Mount, you don't have a guaranteed floor, but I don't know, for the most part, you still have, even without, you know, five plus set pieces, you're still getting crosses and shots assisted. Like, he's still coming up with a 10-point floor.
Not enough for 9,900.
Yeah, I still think it'll be popular, though, just because of, like, you look at the odds. We just keep coming back to the odds. I know we kind of, you know, maybe bash the odds a little bit, but they are the biggest favorite on the slate, and you got to think that Mount will get looks just because of what he's done in the past. And
yeah, no, definitely. So. Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying like, no, yeah, he'll be relatively popular. I'm not saying, you know, he's a bad play. I'll just fade him this week.
Yeah. I want to point out when these teams met earlier this season, we got a N'Golo Kanté goal, a Rudiger goal, and then a Pulisic goal. And then the game, the second game of last season, this was exactly a year ago, May 18th, 2021, we got a Jorginho goal and a Rudiger goal. I'm not talking about Rudiger yet, but that's Chelsea's last five goals against Leicester have not come from their three forwards, basically. Coming from midfielders, coming from defenders, or coming from like Pulisic off the bench. So something to think about just in terms of this matchup and how goals are scored, how opportunities are happen for the this for Chelsea in this matchup. So, you know, not a cut and dry situation, but definitely something that shows you that maybe you don't need Lukaku for the goal. Maybe you don't need Mount for the goal kind of thing. So something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we haven't even mentioned Zaha yet. Now that I look at it, 7,900 Zaha. What do we think about Zaha? I mean, he's pretty safe for a full 90. You know, we're not getting the 90 with Eze, but Zaha up there, and against Everton, you got to think that maybe if Everton are pushing the final 20-30 minutes, there's going to be some counterattacks there where Zaha is, you know, one on one against who, Michael Keane or Mason Holgate. I think Zaha's, it seems like he's always in this tournament range, maybe not for cash games, but definitely intriguing play here at 7,900.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, he's 7,900. You look, last week he was 8,900. The week before that he was 9,900 and then 9,800. So, I mean, we're finally getting a discount again on Zaha. He hasn't been under 8K for a long time. The matchup with Everton is actually pretty good, and it'd be really good if Everton got an early goal and Palace were forced to attack. I always like Roster and Zaha. I don't think people, or I you know, I could be wrong, but I don't think he'll be that popular here. He's on pens. I'm just a big fan of Zaha. He can score special goals in any matchup. He always has brace potential. Whoever those Everton defenders you were saying, I mean, Zaha's probably the best dribbler in the Prem, at least the best guy with the ball at his feet. So yeah, I'm a big Zaha fan. I can always roster him, especially when he's not going to be popular. Similar to the way I feel about, I guess, Richarlison, but Zaha's 1,600 cheaper.
Yeah, I tried looking back through some Everton results, their last few at home. So they have, I guess this is the last time. For the most part, I mean, they're allowing opportunities. It's not like, sure, this is a must-win situation. Like, they beat Chelsea 1-0. We had Chelsea with 17 shots, took 8 corners, dominated that match. Everton got, when was that Richarlison goal? I guess it was at the beginning of the first half there. And then same thing with the Manchester United match. Everton got 1-0 win. Anthony Gordon got, I believe, a deflected goal in the first half. Yeah. And then Manchester United, 12 shots. So, I mean, it's not like, I guess we've been saying it all show. It's not like Crystal Palace aren't going to have opportunities. Like, this is Everton.
I feel like the chances should be equal in that game.
Right, right. So it's not, even with that, even whatever the odds say here, like, it's not Zaha's price.
Maybe
is,
not equal. I shouldn't say equal. I mean, if the game stays 0-0, you know, like into the second half, then I would expect Everton to, you know, dominate possession and chances. Right. But yeah. So I know we're jumping around, but just to finish off forward, we mentioned at the start about the Villa guys, but all these Villa guys are too cheap. The front three, Watkins, Coutinho, Ings, all of them could score two against Burnley. I specifically like Coutinho in this spot. He's another guy. First time he's been priced under 7K all season. I mean, remember when he was 9K, we were talking on these pods about should we roster him. When he was 8K, talking about that he's a good play. You know, he's shown upside. He's still really talented. It's a good spot against Burnley. So, yeah, I mean, with Villa, you know, Villa's final home match. You know, Coutinho, goal and an assist here wouldn't be surprising at all.
Yeah, Villa are – okay, yeah, they're at Manchester City, that final game. Yeah, so otherwise, moving back to midfield.
Yeah.
And speaking of Aston Villa, this is going down further, but we have John McGinn, 5,800. We have Anthony Gordon, 7,700. We have a possibility Buendia starts at 6,500. We have this, so if we're not spending a Madison or Mount, do we want to go to this mid-range? Do we feel comfortable with this mid-range here of players?
I mean, yeah, if I don't roster Mount or Madison, I mean, I'm absolutely rostering Anthony Gordon. I mean, that's part of the reason. Or, you know, I guess we don't have – we're assuming Damari Gray doesn't start as well. I mean, he might, but let's just say it's Gordon, Richarlison, and Calvert-Lewin again. Gordon will take the majority of set pieces. You know, he has a floor, even, you know, aside from set pieces, he has goal and assist upside. You know, I think the gap in salary between like him and Mount is just too big. So, if you're going to give up those points from Mount or Madison, even if they're smaller than they usually are, you got to get them back from somewhere. I like Gordon here.
Are we scared at all about, like, we're pouring out Gordon. We talked about Calvert-Lewin, and I know Calvert-Lewin's cheaper, but these prior results, Crystal Palace have dominated Everton this season. They played a couple months ago in the FA Cup. Crystal Palace won 4-0. Earlier in the league play in December, Crystal Palace won 3-1. I know it's a must-win situation for Everton, but is this – I just don't feel safe going with Everton. That's kind of what I'm coming to here.
No, I don't feel great about it either. It's not a must at all. Like, yeah, you can – there's nothing that none of these midfielders, yeah, like I feel great about. I mean, I like that Gordon's cheaper. I like that Everton have something to play for. I like that Everton are at home. I like that they're favored. I mean, so, you know, that makes Gordon acceptable as far like if you're looking to fade. I mean, like you mentioned about what Palace has played better than them. You know, Tyrick Mitchell, I've seen a couple I don't remember exactly what they were, but some sort of couple metrics that rank him as the best defensive fullback in the Prem this season, which is pretty interesting. So Maybe who's ever on that side will have a tough time.
All right. Yeah, let's take a look here. Mitchell is on the left side. So we got I believe Anthony Gordon's been playing on the right side lately. So, yeah, Gordon's been on the right side. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, everything I just said, yeah. No, no, I mean, forget about that Mitchell thing. I mean, no, serious, like, Mitchell's a good defender. Maybe he does, you know, make it tougher. But, he can't stand in front of the set pieces and block them. So Gordon, right. You know, can still get points that way.
Yeah. If you don't want to spend in this higher range, like, I still think for cash games, like, we can still go down. Like, if you don't want to spend the money, like, we still have McGinn has, it seems like his floor always gets to where you want it to get, even without set pieces, 5,800. We also have Douglas Weiss at 4,400. We have Jorginho at a discount here at 4,100. I guess he was 3,900 against Leeds. His price has gone down, whereas all the other Chelsea midfielders, their prices have not gone down. Loftus-Cheek is 5,300. So it seems like we have, like, these value guys who, even without set pieces, it seems like they're getting, you know, 5 to 10 points every game, no matter what happens. And then you get PKs with Jorginho. So it seems like, I mean, if you don't want to spend for the Gordons or higher up, you can go with these other guys and not be in the worst spot in the world. We still have Brownhill. Brownhill's not my favorite, but he's still down here, 4,600. So there's all these cheaper guys that are at least options.
Yeah.
Even Milivojevic here at 3,600. Like,
Milivojevic would be fine because he's 3,600.
Obviously, this is cash games. Like, these guys don't have
cash games. Definitely.
They don't have the upside of other
Milivojevic in GPPs.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Unless Zaha isn't in the lineup. But yeah, I don't want to roster McGinn when Dina's in the lineup. I mean, yeah, I know he gets there most of the time without the sets, but I want him to have the sets. The reason he gets there most of the time is he's second in the Premier League in tackles. I don't want a roster of 5,800, you know, guy and hope for tackles. It's fine, obviously, he gets them and he gets there.
19 points in the first meeting with an assist. So that's a 10 plus point floor. Also had a 10 plus point floor against Crystal Palace last match.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean,
he also draws a ton of fouls. Is he Jack Grealish 2.0 or
no, but he's fantasy friendly. He picks up like a lot of peripherals. I just want my 5,800 guys to have
better goals,
25 point upside. Like, again, I guess I'm talking for tournaments, but I wouldn't play McGinn in cash either. I just pay down. Like, I'd rather you play Douglas Luiz in cash. Like you said, Jorginho, even Milivojevic. You know, McGinn's just too expensive compared to those guys.
Any thought to Iwobi here? The guaranteed 90 minutes, 4,300 against Crystal Palace. Crystal or Everton are a big favorite here in this game, so think about that.
He's all right. Not for cash games over these guys we just mentioned, not like over Luis, but no, he's a fine play for tournaments. He could get an assist. Or even a goal. I mean, it doesn't look like, you know, he's barely been shooting, but he was kind of unlucky not to score the other week, and he's been getting forward quite a bit. So I don't mind it for tournaments.
Speaking of Everton, before we get to defender here, I called out Decore to score a goal. I think it was against Watford a couple matches ago. He has a shot on goal in his last three. If you remember earlier in the season, he was getting forward a decent amount. I know it's different managers, but seems like he's always going to get a rebound or something, but moving up the pitch a little bit more than we think. Plus, we have Everton could be in the final 20 minutes. They're full on attacking, and 3,300 seems like maybe not the worst tournament play, I guess.
No. You could play him in tournaments. I would play him in tournaments. Here's the thing. Like, these guys, like specifically a Decore, like a 3,300 guy like Decore, he would look really good if this slate had, you know, 11K KDB and 8,500 Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now, you could argue that it kind of does, and that's if you're going to play Mount, Madison, and the expensive defenders. So, sure, if you're doing that, then, yeah, DeCorey looks pretty good. For me, if I'm not doing that, maybe I won't be in that range. But just in general, DeCorey, yeah, he does have goal upside. He gets involved in different ways. It hasn't looked like it recently, but he can score.
Yeah, the numbers haven't been there, but again, if you just go back earlier this season, he was getting up the pitch a little more than you'd actually think from DeCorey, whereas the guy next to him...
The guy next to him,
like Allen or Fabian Delph or something, those guys aren't getting as forward. DeCorey's the one in the midfield that's actually getting forward, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how it was like last season and then the start of this season. And then for the long stretch in the middle of the season, like DeCorey never got forward. And then, yeah, he seems to be again.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So defender here, we have Alonso at 7,100. And we'll just start with, if Ziyech starts, you do not want to play Alonso, correct?
Not in cash. But I like, even without sets, Alonso is always a fine play because he's just always so far forward. I mean, he'll have chances to score and assist, but yeah, if Ziyech isn't in there, I'd be worried about Alonso not taking any sets. So yeah, but then, if Ziyech is in there, if Ziyech isn't though, because you know, Ziyech hasn't been starting, Chelsea just haven't been rotating. Then, yeah, you might have a decision, Alonso or Reese. That's tough. You know, they're both really good plays, I guess. I lean Reese. I think he's a little bit safer. I think he's a little bit better. I think he, you know, I don't want to say he has more upside because Alonso, obviously, they both have 25-point upside for a defender. So, yeah, they're similar plays. I don't know. Do you have a lean between them?
No, I agree with pretty much everything you said about James. I just think he's a better player. I think he's, yeah, that's kind of what it comes down to. And he's 200 cheaper, which not a big deal, but.
Right. Reese has been playing on the wing, obviously. You know, I hate that we have to talk about this. But this, you know, Azpilicueta hasn't been playing. Right. And Azpilicueta is going to play this match. I mean, it's their last home match, right? He's leaving Chelsea, so I don't see how he doesn't start. And it's not like, again, it's one of those things where we said, like, they've switched at halftime. They've switched.
What if they try to get Azpilicueta a goal or something? You just playing in the wing the whole
match. Like, I feel like it sounds like funny to talk about that, but it's not crazy
to think
because it's his last game for Chelsea. Okay, you can start on, you can play on the wing here. I mean, I don't know. Just keep an eye on that. Again, you might not be able to know though, and sometimes they switch mid match, so it might be one of those, I don't know, nightmare Chelsea slates. Just when you think you have Chelsea pegged down, they do the opposite of what you think they're going to do.
That made me a lot less excited than I was for the slate. Now that we have to deal with Azpilicueta possibility on the wing.
You know what? I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do.
Okay.
You just play Azpilicueta. $5,400 right-sided center back. No one will play him. And then he'll be up there and score you the goal.
It was the last time he started, which they switched at halftime, because he played Azpilicueta played on the wing against Wolves. He finished with negative 0.1 points in that match.
Is that where they switched at halftime?
I think it was, yeah, because then they gave up those two goals.
Yep, yellow card. Yeah, I mean, he still like doesn't even do anything on the wing. I don't know, just something to keep in mind. So we got Digne here as well, 6K.
Do we want to pay up for two defenders here? Is that what we're thinking?
I do. I mean,
we know your strategy, so I guess, yeah.
Okay. And this, you know, this looks like a slate to do it on for me. Again, like though, this hinges on other things that I've said having about Mount and Madison. Like if Mount and Madison are smash plays that are going to score 20 plus points each and you have to have them both, then you're probably not spending up for two defenders. I'm just not looking at it that way. So I want to, and if, you know, let's say Ziyech doesn't start, I don't mind. And for cash games, definitely. I would maybe play all three, Alonso, Reese, and Digne in cash. Like, what am I doing with that money if I'm not spending it on Mount and Madison? I mean, you have to, you know, you need to be doing something with that money to make fading those guys worth it.
Yeah, I figured you were going to go there. So,
I mean, they're just way better than all the other options, right, too. So, like, assuming they have decent games, they should punish the people who don't play them. Like, the people who don't play them in cash are going to be behind by however many points and have to play catch up.
Yeah. So if you don't want to, for one or both of your spots, I mean, like you said, it's just not, you don't know what you're getting from everyone else. I was kind of down on Mike Alenko, but it seems like when Everton need to push, if they're in a situation where they need to push late in the games, his numbers have been better lately. I mean, he still had a 5 crosses, 7.2 floor against Brentford, even though, you know, they're down a guy. So, I mean, if it's a situation where Everton still need to push in the second half, like 4,900, you could see that where he hits a 10-point floor just because Everton have to push. So,
yeah, I shouldn't. Yeah. Mikulenko, he's acceptable too as like a last guy in, even just like for cash, even. Probably would take a set or two, like as their only left footer. I mean, if they get any over there. And yeah, he's been attacking when they need to push and when they need to attack. And then a good GPP play just in general. Yeah, I do. I think he's where I would go if I don't spend up on one of these other guys. I mean, I think so. Is there anyone else in that range? Yeah, no, Mikulenko. I like Mikulenko.
I mean, in the opposite end of that, you could look at the same thing with Charlie Taylor, 4,600. I mean, he hit a 4-point floor in the first meeting, but I mean, he had a 12-point floor against Tottenham last match. Like, it's possible. Connor Roberts, same kind of deal there, 4,400. 7.2 floor in that first meeting against Villa. So, I mean, you have these guys where as long as Burnley or Everton don't score in the first 45 minutes or aren't winning in the first 45 minutes, like, these fullbacks are going to get more forward than pretty much they have all season. So, because these teams need to score, they need points. So,
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's not like...
No, yeah, you can build GPP lineups like that too. Yeah, where if you're playing for Burnley to be chasing all game and still, you know, you're right, actually. Charlie Taylor is who I would go with in that scenario. He's the one who is going to whip in as many crosses as he can. It's not really – that's how they play. Lowton on the other side, not so much.
Yeah, on the other side of that, I do think it also kind of degrades Dina a little bit. He had – I think he had a six or so point floor in that first meeting. He got an assist, but, you know – Villa got those early goals and, you know, they didn't need to really push, but if Burnley are going to be pressing kind of thing, maybe Villa get an early goal. So it's like, how many corners is Dina going to get kind of a thing? So,
yep. I agree. The Chelsea guys are significantly better options than Dina, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone else stand out to you just moving down the list or?
I don't know about stand out, but like Nathaniel Klein seems like an okay punt. I think he's the cheapest fullback. He was actually decent last week. You know, the matchup against Everton's okay. You know, he took two shots even. You know, he was getting up higher. I saw the shot on goal. I was surprised at how high he was up the pitch. So, yeah, for 3,500, I mean, it's fine. But, yeah, no one really stands out. You?
No. I think the Callum Chambers is going to be at a discount here at 2,800, just in terms of center back, clean sheet kind of a thing. Home against Burnley. I mean, that's kind of where you're looking. But
yeah, I've seen him score some nice goals before too. Former Arsenal great Callum Chambers.
Former great. Yeah, Ezri Konsa is out for the next 4 months. He got a MCL injury, so that's why Chambers is going to be in for Aston Villa. But goalkeepers here, clean sheet odds. We have Chelsea with the best odds, 42%. Not really a high percentage as we see for these, you know, expensive goalkeepers, 5,800, 5,900. Mendy's at 5,800. So it seems like not a great spot to spend on Mendy. Then we have Everton, 36%. Aston Villa, 33%. Any favored move? I mean, for the most part, it seems like we're probably going to have money to spend on Mendy if we want it, but do you want to spend on him? Would you rather spend on Pickford instead? Given what we said earlier in the show.
Man, and this is the only time I would ever choose Pickford. I mean, I hate rostering Pickford when he's above 5K. I mean, I would basically never do it.
You like Pickford more than Martinez, you think?
Not really. I mean, it's keeper. The only reason, you know, I would say Pickford in the expensive range, again, just because Everton have the motivation, and Pope in the cheap range because Burnley do. I don't know. It doesn't mean much, but it might. But
yeah, the opposite side of that, Martinez.
Yeah,
he made five saves the first time they played Burnley. He's going to be the one if Burnley are up or if it's scoreless. He's going to be the one making saves, whereas Pickford's not going to get those late saves. So,
yeah. So, Martinez is probably
safer, probably.
Probably a better, like a better tournament play. I don't know. Maybe just safer. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, if Everton were winning 1-0, Palace are still going to try to score a goal also. But I know what you're saying. Like, Burnley have to. So, like, Martinez should have more opportunities to make saves. Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that.
And if you don't go with Calvert-Lewin, what about Jack Butland?
Definitely.
Crystal Palace haven't allowed more than one goal in their last five matches. And I mentioned the away numbers earlier. So like, Butland's down
if
there.
If I don't have Everton guys in my lineup, I'm playing Butland for sure.
I probably wouldn't go to Schmeichel, but this does seem like a possible match where Schmeichel makes seven saves and Chelsea struggled to score or something. That's not where I'm going, but I'm saying it's possible.
I might have some Schmeichel. Yeah, you know, it's only a three-game slate, so there's always a chance that none of these teams keep a clean sheet. And then, you know, you just want basically the cheapest keeper. and he might also have the most saves. So, and I don't mind rostering Schmeichel opposite Reese James or Alonso.
Right. All right. So we've extended this conversation. We're almost at an hour. So I'm just going to guess what some of your plays are going to be here for tournaments. I'm thinking that you're going to get Coutinho in your team, maybe throw in Ings or Watkins. You're probably going to have Mountain James / James and Ziyech. And then Gordon in the midfield. Is that fit? Does that make sense for one of your lineups? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you got everybody except Mount. I'm gonna play all those guys, but I'm probably gonna. Yeah, you said Mount.
Oh, I didn't mean Mount. Sorry, I meant
maybe Alonso.
I meant Alonso and James, or James and Ziyech is what I meant. Yeah.
Yep.
There Gordon. We go.
Yep. You Calvert-Lewin. I mean, now I might have to not play those lineups though, since everyone knows what I'm gonna do. we'll see. Yeah, I like all those guys.
My tournament lineup, I'm going to have Zaha and Eze in there. And I'm going to go with a couple Crystal Palace goals. And maybe I'll go with one of those Aston Villa guys too. I'm going to go opposite of the teams that need to win, because it's not always what happens. That's one thing we can't forget, that just because a team needs to win, doesn't mean they are going to win. So,
no. Yep, you're right. I like it.
All right, Ryan, that's it. We have a much bigger show Friday, noon Eastern. Me, Ryan Belongi, Jordan Cooper. We will go over the 10 game slate at DraftKings for Sunday. And we also have Kits and Wagers. It will be later Friday. Me and Chris Owen, we're each going to give a bet on all 10 matches. So we're going to try and have 20 bets, as long as we don't overlap a little bit. We're going to have 20 bets in our Kits and Wagers show this week. Nice. So a lot of good stuff coming from RotoWire. But if you want this information, let me scroll to it. I know it's up. The cheat sheet for the 10 gamer here. 10 game clean cheat sheet. Look at this bad boy. Whoo. It's been a year since we've seen this, but, look at these odds. So
I can't wait to click on it.
RotoWire.com/soccer trial. Free 10-day trial, no credit card required. You can get this cheat sheet instead of, you know, looking at the screen and trying to steal it off of our YouTube channel or something like that. Don't do that. But Ryan Belongi at Ryan Belongi. I'm Adam Zdrojk at Roto Zdrojk on Twitter. This has been Thursday, 3-game slate. We will see everyone Friday for the big one. But hopefully someone can win this 10K coming up on Thursday's slate. Ryan, thanks for joining me. See you later in the week.
Thanks. Good luck, everybody.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.